So the debate was held just a couple of days ago, and people around the world are shocked and dismayed at the performance that President Biden gave. You know, upwards to 100 million people watched it now with the online and the reruns and so on. And people, for the most part, again, liberals, were saying, wow, you know, we got to replace him because we have to win. Doesn't matter if they live in Cuba, Russia, China, you kind of get all those words, because those are countries that would love to have another Biden in there. They certainly don't want a Trump. They would like a Biden that they can control easier, so when they give him a task to do or an order, he can remember it before he kind of gets out of the room. So it was an interesting thing. What happened if it had been a boxing fight? The referee would have called the fight. There's too much blood going on. I mean, it's pretty amazing. So the world is shocked. But I got to tell you, it's not his age that's bad. It's his policies that are bad. That's what it is. Now, the choice in this election is simple. So says Biden. The very next day after the debate, Donald Trump will destroy our democracy. I will defend it. What? I mean, that's a lie. Where did that come from? This is coming from a man who, during the debate, all he could do was say, you're lying, you're lying. When in fact he wasn't, Trump I'm talking about, but Biden, that's what liberals do. They run out of things that are factual, so they create things. You lie, you lie. I have a good one. It's not a lie, so lock up the guy who said it's a lie. That'd be kind of Biden, hey, don't you know. Trump, he makes me laugh, always. He's got an interesting sense of humor. On Instagram, he posted this right after the debate. You know, and that's kind of funny. CNN got me for murdering a senile old man. Then you have Anderson Cooper on CNN. He had the vice president on his show, and he asked her, what would you like to tell viewers that made you nervous about what they saw tonight? She didn't mention his age. She didn't mention the blank look or the stumbling or anything like that. What she said is this. They witnessed the fact that if Donald Trump were elected to be president of the United States this November, he will sign a national abortion ban. I watched that debate. I've even watched some of it again after the fact. There's no mention of that. I mean, it's crazy. I talked to so many women about Trump, and they say, what don't you like about him? A double yeah. It's because he did the Wade thing through the Supreme Court, and he got rid of abortion. I said, but that's not true. He got rid of abortion federally, nationally, but not statewide. States can make their own decision. Abortion is still, pardon the ridiculous one, alive and well. And they sit back, wow, I didn't know that. And I said, of course you didn't. And now you have this woman, the crazy one that laughs all of the time whenever she's confused, which is always, she says the president, the former president, said he's going to have a national abortion ban. She's so clueless, you know what? She'd make popsicles in an oven because that's just not true. But again, it's more lies. You have to lie. If you're a liberal, that's your makeup, and you got to kind of carry on with that. Then you have, what's her name? Clinton. That'd be the one. Hillary Clinton. She says that, firstly, she's disconnected from reality. She truly is. She says this, a second Trump term would be the end of our country as we know it. Maybe that's a good thing if we know it kind of under Biden and Obama. There's a lot of bad things there that we certainly do need to get rid of. But if elected again, Clinton said, went on to say, Trump will throw people in jail who disagree with them, shut down the legitimate press, and undermine the rule of law and the country's values. She just described what Biden has done to Trump. I mean, these people, and she still tells people that the election that she lost in 2016 was a scam and fraudulent and so on, but Trump's not allowed to say it. You see a pattern here with regard to left-wing people? Here's the smart Cuban, another left-wing wacko. He happens to be rich. I'd like to know how he got there. How many government grants and government payouts did you get and handouts? Must have been a lot, because the guy doesn't come across as that bright when I read some of this stuff. He was on a show with Piers Morgan, and he said, it's ridiculous. I say it's ridiculous, his argument to defend Biden. He said this, the reality is Joe wasn't capable last night of debating someone who only lies. Really? I mean, Joe could have held his own against a candidate that actually can discuss policy. Trump doesn't only lie, he actually told the truth on many issues. Where's that come from? That's written here. That can't be right. I mean, I read that a couple of times. You know, if you're being around a liar is such a big deal, maybe he shouldn't be around himself. Yeah, it's just crazy. If you can't stand up to a guy like Trump and you want to be president of the most powerful country in the world, you kind of got some issues. Hey. And then you got Laffer and Associates, the founder, Art Laffer. I know Art Laffer. He worked for me many years ago. He was the economic genius behind the Ronald Reagan administration kind of goes a way back, and he said this yesterday. I described the first 3 years of the Trump presidency as the best in the U.S. history. Not the last year because of COVID, but the first 3 years are the best in history. And he was Ronald Reagan's key guy and liked him. They were friends. And for him to make this statement about the policies of Donald Trump, pretty strong stuff. Well, let me kind of end on lighter notes here. I walk through a protected marsh area out on the Sunshine Coast. I have a cottage there on the ocean. I went out to get a couple of days rest from all the liberal nonsense. That didn't work because I walked through the park and it just kind of occurred to me. It's a bug-infested place with snakes, all kinds of critters all over the place. And in my day, they were our enemies. Today, they're sacred. Like a cow in India, there's signs up saying, you know, these things are wonderful. Let's bag all the bugs and send it to a liberal. That'd be good. These people. Lastly, moss. This is the same walk. I'm trying to lighten it up here at the end. Hey, moss doesn't grow, you know, we've all heard that saying, doesn't grow on a busy thing or whatever. Biden is full of moss. But here's a picture of some moss because I saw the moss and it made me think of, liberal politicians. Just wanted to share that with you. Now, no more time for hikes. Let's get back to work. See ya.